בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפסי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. So, we were created in order to have emuna in Hashem. What exactly is emuna, and what exactly is bitachon? What is the difference? How does one apply each of them? So simply speaking, emuna is almost the concept in an unpractical way, and bitachon is taking that concept and applying it in a practical way. If an individual is sick, and there is only one doctor in the world who is proficient in his very complicated case, who could potentially heal him. If I know that this doctor can heal me, I know about him, I've heard that there is a doctor that can take care of this condition. That, in a sense, would be emuna in the doctor. I believe that he can help me. I'm not necessarily doing anything about it. I just know if somebody asks me, do you believe with a full heart that this doctor can help you? I would respond, no doubt about it. I believe it. That would be emuna. Bitachon is now taking the next step, visiting the doctor and relying on the doctor practically to heal me. I'm not just believing that he can take care of me. I'm taking steps now to go visit him, to follow his instructions practically, whatever he tells me, because I'm relying that on what he instructs me, that is what's going to be my cure in a practical way. That's called bitachon. Ultimately, one needs to have both emuna and bitachon. Very often, the concepts of emuna and bitachon are very intertwined, and in a lot of Torah literature, sometimes the terms are just used interchangeably. Because ultimately, when we say that our purpose of being created is in order to have emuna in Hashem, there is no question that that should lead, we want that to lead to having bitachon in Hashem. Because if one really believes, sincerely really believes that Hashem is there, can help me, wants to help me, can send my salvation. Again, I haven't done anything about that practically yet. I just know it. I believe it. If one really internalizes that belief, then they will certainly act on that belief and now take the steps which we'll talk about, how to express bitachon, practically relying on Hashem. It is possible for one to have emuna without having bitachon, but it is not possible for one to have bitachon without having emuna, because emuna is the belief. Without the belief, I wouldn't rely on someone or something, or Hashem for that matter. Somebody is not going to practically rely on Hashem as opposed to their own efforts or another individual if they don't fully internalize and believe that Hashem is 1000% in control and 1000% involved and 1000% wants to help. So our starting point is building up our belief in Hashem. And we all need constant inspiration to build up our belief in Hashem. But thereafter, the next step is to apply that sincere belief we have in Hashem in a practical way.